AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Five of the six deputy clerks in Rowan County in Kentucky say they will issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Their boss, the clerk, Kim Davis, is in jail for contempt for refusing to issue licenses, claiming her Christian faith prevents her from doing it. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the judge did the right thing.
Every public official in our democracy is subject to the rule of law. No one is above the law. That applies to the President of the United States, and that applies to the county clerk in Kentucky as well.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs have proposed releasing Davis out of custody if she agrees not to interfere. A federal judge completely deflated the four-game suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. The NFL will appeal. This means Brady will play when the Patriots open the regular season a week from tonight. Part of the Mississippi River is closed near Paducah, Kentucky. The Coast Guard's Ryan Tippett says two towboats collided and at least one cargo tank ruptured.
The on-scene assessment teams have reported that the maximum estimated potential is 250,000 gallons of clarified slurry oil.
It's not known how long that part of the Mississippi will be closed. Prosecutor Scarlett Wilson in South Carolina says they will pursue the death penalty against Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing nine people at a church in Charleston in June.
We all agree that forgiveness can be an important part of the healing process, but know that forgiveness does not necessarily mean foregoing consequences.
Donald Trump has signed a loyalty pledge, ruling out a possible third-party campaign for president. He will support whoever the Republican nominee is. Sheriff's officials say three California corrections deputies have been arrested on suspicion of murder in the death of an inmate at a county jail. Momentum slowed a bit on Wall Street. The closing bell just sounded. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow up 22 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is allowing military and diplomatic family members near an Air Force base in South Turkey to leave the country. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani reports there are increasing security threats there.
Turkey's stepping up its role against Islamic State militants and allowing the U.S. more use of Incirlik Air Base for fighter jet and drone missions. Amid calls by militants for lone wolf attacks on the base, the Pentagon announced roughly 900 family members of those serving there and at a nearby consulate can leave the area if they want.
Family members who wish to remain in Turkey are free to do so.
Spokesman Peter Cook says Washington will pay travel costs for those leaving. The State Department's also issued a travel warning for Turkey. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Guatemala's attorney general is going to ask a court to jail President Otto Perez Molina during a probe of alleged fraud and bribery. Perez Molina resigned at midnight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.